You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, talk about the time is now. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo here on the BBS Radio Network. And if you believe what our guest is going to be talking about today or what he presents in his movie based on the research of German biophysicist Dieter Brohrs, then time now or not, or I should say ready or not, here it comes. Because according to them, it's time for something major. So we're going to be talking about what time it really is with our guest, Frank Jacob, who is an internationally active filmmaker, a visual artist, a producer, and composer. And his recent work is as a director, co-producer, and editor of the film Solar Revolution, a feature documentary exploring the subject of mental and spiritual advancement as it relates to solar activity. The film, released just this past November, is based on the book with the same title by German biophysicist and best-selling author Dieter Brohrs. Now, in Solar Revolution, Dieter Brohrs makes a compelling case pointing to a wealth of scientific evidence that shows a remarkable correlation between increases in solar activity and advances in our creative, mental, and spiritual abilities. We are in the midst, he says, of a dramatic rise in solar disturbances, which have the capability of disrupting the Earth's geomagnetic field and, as a result, our global ecology. Brohrs, however, sees this not as an impending apocalypse, but as the dawn of a new era. So we are going to be talking about exactly what kind of dawning it really is. Per Frank Jacob and the information that's presented in the film through featured guests in the film, like our very own JJ and Desiree Hertog, who we've had on the show, and lots of other scientists. I'm sure that'll come up along with Dieter Brohrs, who of course wrote the book by the same name. So when we come back, we're having a solar revolution.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAY's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Yeah, connecting with our body, whether we want to or not, sounds like exactly some of what we're going to talk about here on this show here. And I'm sitting here with our producer, Mark LeJour, here on Life Changes with Filippo. And I am so glad we're going to have this conversation for many reasons. Obviously, we saw the film and we liked it, and we thought this would be interesting to put out there and a great discussion to have. But talk about the discussion. Many times I have conversations with people and the topic of horoscopes comes up. Now, of course, horoscopes are supposedly based on astrology. And astrology, by some, is considered a spoof and not really a science. And so they don't take to what horoscopes say. Now, I don't know if, you know, on this particular date, you're really going to meet your love or you're going to get a new job, especially if you already have a job and don't want a new job. You know, some of those things don't apply. And I think it's open to interpretation of whoever's writing about it or talking about it. However, there are certain things that are not, in my opinion, open to interpretation. And take, for example, in astrology, we talk about where the planet is, where the planets are, where the moon is, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So I've used this argument in the past. There's this moon out there. And when that moon moves into certain places, like closer to the Earth or however it works, I'm not really exactly sure, but it moves the freaking ocean, like the whole ocean moves. And there we have high tides, we have tidal waves, whatever, because of the position of the moon. So if the moon and the planets align in a certain way, that can make the tides do what they do, and whoever else, I don't know, whatever else can maybe happen. Certainly, it can affect me as this little person that's on this planet, who happens, oh, by the way, to be made of 70% water up to 90%. And so if the water of the whole world is affected by the moon, certainly the water, at the very least, inside of me is affected. And in which case, if it's making the ocean do something, it might be making me do something that I have no control of, or et cetera. So today's conversation is going to take it another step further in saying, oh, by the way, it's not just the moon and the planets. It's also the sun. Might be affecting us, and might be affecting us more than we might want it to, or might be happy that it's gonna. You know what I mean, Mark?
Well, you know, so many things come up, but it's funny that you started with horoscope. Let's look at that word for a second. Horoscope.
Oh, I was thinking horror. Like,
no,
what about it? Scary.
But Horus, the sun god.
Oh, clever.
It's the movement of all of these. Well, you wonder if is it clever or is it by design?
Oh.
It's the movement of all of these bodies and how they relate that creates the energetic construct that with which our consciousness reacts. And it plays right into what's going on and what's being talked about in this movie. We are all energy, right? And we are fed, you know, think of what science has shown to us. Plants are conscious. You know, how do we know? Well, let's take, for example, that they turn and grow towards the sun.
Right.
They have to be aware that that sun is there. They have to be pursuing a need for whatever they're getting from that in terms of light, energy, nutrients, etc.
Yeah.
And then you know what they say about the moon. When the moon hits your eye, like a big
pizza. Like a big pizza.
That's amore. So
that's a good one. No, but there's something called solar gazing or sun gazing, right? Which is something that yogis, some yogis say that we should be doing and taking in the energy of the sun, like your reference to the flowers turning. And
yes, there's a lot more of that, actually. They're starting to capture, and you know, especially now with the internet, you're hearing more and more of these stories. It's not just that one special dude. There is a practice where these people are going for months without eating food or water, or without ingesting, which we've always been taught is completely impossible. But they're tuning into or what science is trying to explain it as, and we don't have all the answers, but they're tuning into zero point field. They're pulling the vibrations that the body needs right out of the sunlight.
Yeah.
Interesting possibility.
And according to the movie that we're going to be talking about today, Solar Revolution, the sun might be bringing it to us sooner than we think, whether we want it or not. So ready or not, here we go. Or here it comes.
Time to catch the wave.
Yeah, let the sun shine. All right. So without any further silliness, we're going to break to a commercial.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, talk about life changes indeed. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo here, and our guest, as we mentioned, is Frank Jacob. He is an internationally active filmmaker, visual artist, producer, and composer, and director, actually. And we're talking today about his film, Solar Revolution, a feature documentary that has caused some controversy and also brought in a lot of information that a lot of people didn't have. So welcome, Frank, to the show.
Thank you.
Frank, this is not about solar power. This is a solar revolution, but not of the kind that we normally talk about. We're talking flares here, and please fill us in on more of what we're talking about.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll just take one step back and just clarify that I just wanted to make it clear that I'm a member of a production team behind Solar Revolution that comprises myself and Tony Maidenford, the producers and directors. And I guess the third party would have to be Dieter Brohrs. And this film is basically, as you mentioned, it's true. It's not about solar power or solar cells, so to speak. It's about solar revolution in terms of how the sun and the solar activities that we have been experiencing and will be experiencing are, you could say, maybe somewhat revolutionary in the sense that we have, in our film, carefully documented what kind of effects this solar activity might have on not just the power grid, which is generally the accepted position is that the power grid would be affected, but our film talks about what kind of an effect will this activity have on human consciousness.
Yeah. So for those who haven't seen the film and who are going to, before they go, rush out to go see it, the sun is alive and it's living its own thing. And it's putting out not only light and heat, but it's putting out flares. Could you elaborate on that for us, Frank?
Definitely. You know, the sun basically routinely goes through activity cycles which generally appear as sunspot activity, which are associated with solar flares. And solar flares are like giant, plasma clouds that shoot electromagnetic radiation and geomagnetic radiation outward from the sun at the speed of hundreds of miles per second or thousands of miles per second. And this basically generally goes away from the Earth, and the Earth itself is being shielded by a magnetic field. So whatever does come our way is generally deflected and absorbed by this magnetic field around the Earth.
Right. So generally is deflected and generally goes away from the Earth. But when it doesn't, and that's what the film is about, then what happens?
Well, I think one thing we always try to distinguish in our film is that it's not just a matter of magnetic energy. I've often heard people kind of take the example of, hey, if you stick a magnet to your head, you don't experience any consciousness change. And they misinterpret actually the idea of what it means to be hit by magnetic energy. What we're suggesting and what is and what the research of the people that we talk to shows is that what happens is, like, if you think of the Earth as being surrounded by a grid of magnetic lines, think of them as like a drum skin or like a guitar string maybe. And okay, when these pulses from the sun come at us, they slam into these strings, let's call them, and they begin to vibrate those strings. And normally, in normal solar activity, these vibrations don't really have any particular effect. But when these really powerful bursts come at us, they can really shake up this magnetic field tremendously and linger on for days on end. And there are people and there are instruments which are particularly sensitive to these fluctuations when these magnetic lines begin to resonate. And they feel it.
You know, actually, recently had a young cousin go to Sedona and not find the vortices. So I don't know where he was looking, but he said he didn't find them. And I said, well, there are 5, 6, 7 of them or whatever. But and he said, wow, if I had found them, what would I have felt? And I said, probably nothing, because the energies are very subtle. So is this the although some people can feel it. So is this the same kind of thing?
It's the same kind of thing, but I guess in the sense of the stronger magnetic pulses, they actually do trigger heart attacks, epileptic seizures. So it's a little bit serious, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so, all right, so this is something that's happening all the time.
Sure, but... and I'll expand on it a little bit more. You know, it's not just that they vibrate, but when those let's call them strings are vibrating, they're resonating. And I guess the key word here is resonance. You may have heard that word in association with meditation and, you know, yoga and you know, even music and things. But basically what it says is that resonating objects, they have a frequency that they resonate at. And these magnetic lines around the Earth, they've been discovered. A scientist by the name of Schumann discovered that these lines resonate at a particular frequency, somewhere around 8 to 12 hertz, depending on, you know, the kind of resonance that they're going through. And what we found in our research is that the human brain waves resonate also at somewhere between 8 and 12 hertz. And when physics will tell you, when two objects are resonating at the same frequency, there's an exchange of information. Mm. And so this is one of the keys that's behind what we're talking about in the film, not only the brain waves, but also the heart waves. And all these waves, when they begin to resonate together, there's an information exchange. And what we're finding is that this resonance is present in the smallest to the largest. So you could say, like, it's kind of fractal. So these resonating frequencies take place in the entire cosmos. And it's really fascinating and interesting to learn that we are actually resonating with the entire universe. So we have access to these to this information, which is out there based on resonant frequency.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to have to talk about that. But before we do, so this solar, well, the information and all that stuff is out there and it's happening all the time. Why did you make a film about this? Why is it important to talk about this now, or why you feel?
Well, what happened is that we were approached by Dieter Brewers, who had was basically in the middle of publishing the book version of the film in the United States. And he was motivated to make this film because he had seen essentially a ramping up in Hollywood of a lot of doomsday films and a lot of panic and fear being promoted in the media based around the date 21st of December 2012.
Right.
So he began to look at he was interested in it from a scientific perspective. As a biophysicist, he thought, how come everybody's kind of going crazy about this date? What is there about this date? Is there anything scientifically behind it that I could investigate? And this is kind of what started the whole thing. And of course, you know, he took a look at the Maya and the Mayan calendar. And, you know, we've woven the information into the film as well. Although it's not really a film about the 21st of December and the end of the world, it does take into account the Mayan long calendar and why this particular date has the significance, which it does.
Okay. Well, then actually that's a good place to start, because obviously the date happened, and to a lot of people, nothing happened on that date out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I know. It was really interesting to. I knew that it would be an interesting time because so many people are expecting something to happen, and this is another reason why, you know, we wanted to make sure that people understood that although the 21st of December is a date which, you know, indisputably, even within the Maya themselves, arguably the 21st of December is the actual end, because they never really held themselves onto a Gregorian calendar like we do. However, there is a particular alignment in the universe with astral bodies, and they had a very, very in-depth understanding of astrology that dates back thousands of years. So they understood that the cosmos and the movement of all the bodies was unique on every single day, and they were able to figure out a system that could actually document the unique quality of every single day and give it its own name, in fact. Now, when this long calendar ended, all that happened is that the calendar ended like the way yours would end on the 31st of December, and the next day would be January 1st. Happy New Year, you know?
Right.
But what's interesting is that I look at it as, it's kind of like, you know, we know that the summer starts on the 21st of June, right? Everyone accepts that. Everyone accepts that, you know, the summer solstice happens then. Well, you know, if that was like, you know, what happens on the 21st of June? Suddenly it turns summer and it's warm outside and everything's great. Not really, right? I mean, it could be warmer before, or it could be colder before. It could be warmer after. Basically, it's centering itself around a time that's aligned cosmologically, in the sense, because of the way the sun, the earth is situated relative to the sun. Now, if you look at the date of the 21st of December 2012 in a similar fashion, and I think this would even be backed up by, you know, like someone like Wandering Wolf, that actually this date only triggers a point, but you know, what happens before and after it is already starting. And I mean, this shift of consciousness that we are experiencing on the planet is already happening. It happened before the 21st. And I'm sure you'll have to agree that, you know, there's a lot of people and a lot of awakening going on in the world. And it's just a phase that we're in. It's almost like, I mean, the Maya call it the prophecy of where the condor and the eagle basically come back together again, you know, and they are seeing that. It's what's happening is that there is an awakening all over the planet. It's undeniable. And this is going to continue to happen. And the Mayan calendar simply, you could say, markated that. So did it mean the end of the world? I don't think so. I mean, and even if it did, the end is only the beginning of something else.
Wow. Well, the scientists that are featured in the film, actually a few of which we have had here on Life Changes with Filippo, said things about it like there's a great transit happening. These are apocalyptic times. That there will be microstructural changes going on in our brain cells, that there will be an increase in consciousness. So when we come back, I want to talk about what this means to us, along with this resonance exchange of information, the brain and the heart and the sun, and how what this all means. We are talking to Frank Jacob, who is the lead director on a film called Solar Revolution. And you want to go see it, and you can go to yekra.com and see it there, or you'll be connected to Yekra if you go to solar-revolution-movie.com. That's solar-revolution-movie.com. I am Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back with Frank Jacob here on the BBS Radio Network right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down, I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
And we're back with guest Frank Jacob, who is a lot of things, but in this case, we're talking about him as the lead director here on the film Solar Revolution. And again, for those of you who missed it, go to solar-revolution-movie.com. And there you could, of course, learn about the movie, learn about Frank, and then actually see it, and then learn so much more. Speaking of learning so much more, so like I said before the break, there are many scientists on the film, and they talk about this being a great transit period, apocalyptic times. Microstructural changes will be happening in our brain cells. There will be an increase in consciousness. And then earlier you were talking about a resonance exchange, or we are resonating with these solar flares. Please help clear all this up and why this is so apocalyptic.
I'll do my best. Well, okay. I mean, I'll just jump right in. You know, if we're talking about why these times are apocalyptic, you know, there's been a lot of talk about how the magnetic field of the Earth has been moving. And, you know, some people think it means there's going to be a pole shift. But nobody really knows exactly why these things happen or what they really mean or what a pole shift is. And I think there's also a lot of confusion between the magnetic pole and the geomagnetic pole. And, you know, one of them is fixed around the axis of the Earth rotating, and the other is based on the fluctuations of these magnetic bands that I was describing earlier, which has actually begun to wander. And it's been wandering for the last, you know, hundreds of years, but ironically, in the last 10 or 20 years, it's began to rapidly increase the pace of this movement so that it's traveling at about 50 to 60 miles per year from its present location. And as well, the magnetic field around the Earth has apparently been getting weaker and weaker over the last 2,000 years. And also here in the last 10 or 20 years, there's been a dramatic decrease in this magnet and the power of this magnetic field around the Earth. Now, you know, without getting into trying to explain why this happens, I think you could basically say that with a weaker magnetic field around the Earth, these cosmic rays, you know, these gamma rays and these plasma particles and things that are coming at us from the cosmos, which are basically invisible, and, you know, comprise, you might say, you know, the dark matter spectrum as well. These things, which normally would then be deflected with a powerful magnetic field around the Earth, would obviously be getting a lot more of them would be getting through to us. particularly the radio waves are interesting here. And this is one of the things, this is one of the reasons why Michael Persinger talks about microstructural changes in the brain, because essentially it's these radio waves which play an important part, because the radio waves have an effect on certain glands in our body. One in particular is the pineal gland. This pineal gland, you know, kind of has a, it's looked at in, I mean, aside from being just a regulatory organ and a very powerful producer of psychotropic substances in the body like melatonin or serotonin, things that regulate your dream cycles and, you know, and basically influence your ability to have vivid dreams. It also is, you know, spiritually, it's been looked at as the third eye in some mysticism circles or in religions. It's been depicted as the pine cone, and you can even look into history where you see the Vatican has, you know, the pine cone symbology all over its documentation on the staffs and things of the Pope. What it's saying essentially is that this pineal gland, this pine cone in our brain, seems to play an important role in the consciousness of our, in our, in our consciousness evolution as humanity. Now, this frequency that is coming at us from the cosmos, and now increasingly getting through to us, it's particularly interesting is the 150 megahertz frequency, because this frequency has been known to induce psychotropic states. Wow. One of the scientists that's most interesting in this regard is Dr. Persinger, because he was the guy that invented what they call the God helmet. Did you ever hear the God helmet?
No, I haven't.
You should check it out. It's really interesting. I mean, he basically was able to reproduce the effects of psychotropic drugs using very weak magnetic fields placed at particular places around the human brain. And
Wow. So
he's been able to actually document with his own research that these fluctuating resonances which are hitting our brain are inducing states of consciousness. And in his opinion, he thinks it's only a matter of time before we are hit by a type of frequency which actually can en masse create a shift in our consciousness, in that it actually alters the structure of our brain cells.
Wow. So much so that in the film, well, first of all, the German biologist or biophysicist Dieter Brewers, who wrote the book, and the film is based on that you put together so eloquently here, goes on to say that abilities now seen as extraordinary or supernatural, like telepathy, extrasensory perception, and off-the-charts intelligence quotients, may soon become ordinary and natural, and could very well help us solve the mounting global crises we are facing. Really?
Yeah. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Let's
okay.
hope so, right? Well, let me try to get some of the mechanics behind that into the conversation, because, you know, you have to ask yourself, like, how is this possible, right? Like, how could we truly experience a sudden shift in consciousness, and how would that really be activated? And I guess the key here comes back down to these, to the pineal gland. And because the pineal gland produces, aside from things like melatonin and serotonin, one extremely potent psychotropic substance, which is known as dimethyltryptamine. You know, we devote a whole section of the film to some research done by Dr. Rick Strassman. You know, the only way he was able to duplicate this increase of dimethyltryptamine was to inject some of his patients. He had a study group with elevated levels of dimethyltryptamine, which would last between 5 and 15 minutes in their body because it's digested very quickly. But in these 5 to 15 minutes, the people that were part of his study group, basically some of them experienced a complete loss of time to where they would feel like they had been gone for 1,000 years. Mm. And in those 1,000 years, they explored the center of the cosmos, had godlike experiences, met with beings, and essentially had an information exchange that was a very deep, it was so deep and profound that many of them returned, you know, after 5 or 10 minutes, completely changed by the experience. And so what we're suggesting is that if we are going to be experiencing these elevated levels of radio waves, and there is evidence to show that actually there is an elevated wave of these rays coming at us, which I can get into in a minute. But if we are going to experience these kinds of elevated levels, then it's not inconceivable for some of us, if not all of us, to have sudden bursts of perception, which we are not accustomed to. Similar to like if you went to a party and someone were to pour you a drink and drop some LSD into it without telling you, and you were just thinking you had a Coke, and then an hour later you thought you were going crazy. You know, and if you were ready for it, and if someone had told you, hey, there's this substance, try it, you know, it takes about an hour, well, then you'd be welcoming it and you would go with it. But if nobody told you about it, you would actually think you were going crazy, which is, I guess, one of the reasons that I was intrigued to make the film and to specifically expand on this section about, you know, dimethyltryptamine and the effects that we might be experiencing, because I think it's only responsible to kind of prepare the world for something like this, because we're not hearing about it from any other source of any other media. We only hear that, hey, our cell phones will stop working, you know, and I think that's a little bit irresponsible.
Well, you know, Frank, I don't know, if I was at a party and somebody wanted to put LSD in my Coke, I might not say yes. But it sounds like this is, whether we want it or not, might as well enjoy the experience because it's coming, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I should have put that as a caveat. If you choose, you're going to drink the spiked drink. You know? But that's the key. If you had the choice, you would say, nope, I'm going to stay the way I am. No, thank you, you know. But I think in this case, it's conceivable that we won't stay the same and we will be experiencing these things. And who are we going to go to try and explain what is going on? I mean, the interesting thing is there's a new sort of a survey group that's been set up in Germany called Your Current Condition.
Right.
People can log in and they can basically state how they feel today. And you get this, you know, this is one of the ways that the internet is amazing. You just get this collection of information that you would never be able to get any other way of people saying, today I felt this. And then you can go in and say, you know, I felt that too. And you can see that it's happening with other people. So you don't feel so strange and isolated, that you could actually say, hey, there's something going on and a lot of people are feeling this.
Yeah, actually, and now that you say that, some of those, I've seen that study and some of those questions are actually, or some of those comments are really interesting. Today I've experienced a situation in which someone showed his true colors, which, you know, what? You know? What?
Yeah. No.
That's notable?
Have you had anything like this happen to you?
But of course, and I've shown my own, you know, and I'm noticing it. It's like, oh wow,
I'm noticing it too, Filippo. Totally, like I notice a lot of this stuff is, you know, I'm usually pretty cool and level headed, but in the last months, I've just been, you know, shifting between polarities of just irrational, and you know, and totally like, you know, what is going on to, hey, you know, and then you kind of just, you just have to write, knowing what I know, having worked with Dieter Brewers and on this film with Tanya and stuff, you know, we go through these things and we can bounce them off each other and we can see that, hey, if we just, you know, ride it through, we always get through to the other side. It's just the critical factor here is to be the observer and to not let it sort of, you know, to not act on these things or to think there's something wrong with you because of it, but to just kind of pretend you're doing your own personal documentation of the transformation that we're going through.
Yeah. And to that point, here's another one where 1/5 of the population on this study said, today I had the feeling that someone or something is in the room. I mean, you know, and these are things that normally weren't talked about, and now we're talking about them. But you mentioned the media earlier, and information about solar flares has been in the media, and a little bit more, at least for those of us who look for this kind of information, not necessarily on the news, but in articles and stuff. And some of the same information was also in the film, and that's the that is the scary part, in that, you know, life as we know it is done for. Mm-hmm. If something like this were to happen with no electricity at all and no, you know, no computer, forget the phones, no computers, yes. No nothing.
Yes, exactly. True.
So that's
going to be very profound. That alone is going to be huge, of course, because that's the overt superficial effect of these things, which are undeniably going to alter life on this planet. You know, we don't know how long. I mean, some people, you know, if you watch that report that came out in the press release Dieter put out today on Fox, you know, I mean, whatever you think of Fox, right? I mean, maybe they're just a little bit late to the game, but it's interesting that they're putting out reports on how these things that hit us. I think in this particular report, he asked the scientist in this report, are you afraid? You know, and he's like, well, you know, I fear that inevitably sooner or later, there's going to be this event that is going to knock out the power grid. And, you know, I'm sure we'll fix it, he says, you know. Oh. And, you know, if you don't put a time period on that, you know, it changes what you mean by I'm sure we'll fix it. If you fix it in 10 years, it's going to be different than if you fix it in 10 days.
Yeah.
And they talk about transformers being blown out, you know, and they're the most sensitive. And transformers apparently take 10 years to make. So if they blow all the transformers and we have to make new transformers from scratch, if that's the case and we really have to spend 10 years, that means technically, theoretically, we could be 10 years without power. I mean, okay, let's not, you know, count out solar and wind and other things that are going on, but I mean, those things are the minority of power sources on the planet as we know it right now.
Right. And we're not talking about not being able to use your phone or your blow dryer. We're talking about pretty much nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
Not even your car. I mean, and the scary thing is, what about people sitting in airplanes? I mean, that's not even, it's just, it's scary. It's really scary for them.
Okay. So that's the scary part. On the other hand, the film is saying technically we're going to be in a different space anyway. So we might not want to do life the way we've done it. Right.
This is it. I mean, I think if we actually experience one of these crippling blows to our planet and we lose our normal access to the way we normally live, maybe that's exactly what we need. You know, maybe it is something like that that will make us look up to our fellow human beings and begin to act like brothers and sisters again, instead of isolated islands sitting in front of Facebook and chatting all the time. And maybe we'll be forced to actually rely and tap into our own telepathic abilities. I mean, the internet is great because in a certain way, you could say if you're communicating with somebody right now in India and you're sitting in Austria and you're sitting in California, it's like a form of technical telepathy. But, yeah. You know, with that gone, it's like, you know, I mean, it's been proven that if you take your glasses off, and if you wear glasses, you know, and you can't rely on your glasses, your vision will improve because you'll be forcing your muscles to respond more. You'll be activating certain parts of your consciousness in this case that you may not normally tap into because we've become lazy with all these technological advances.
You know, I had an aha one day. It's interesting that you say that. When I first got my first iPhone years ago, and I was walking with it, watching a video while walking within the first day or so that I'd gotten it. And I thought, wow, isn't this cool? And then I had this aha, and I thought, this is made out of plastic and crystal and metal. It's probably trying to tell me that I'm made out of the same stuff, maybe not plastic, but unless I eat, you know, fast food or something, then I got all kinds of plastic. But
particles. I mean, you're made up of molecules.
Right. And I could do this too somehow.
Yes. Totally. I think, I mean, I had that same experience. It's funny you mentioned that, you know, and I think that we're denying ourselves a lot of these abilities because we are so flooded with external influence. Even the fact that as we speak, I mean, there's just, you know, millions of radio waves passing through our bodies, you know, with like cell phone tower and, you know, rays and who knows whatever else, you know, but it's passing through us. And it's, in a way, it's like a distortion field to our own energy fields. Because one of the things that's interesting in the film is that we talked to Roland McCready, and, you know, the Global Coherence Initiative, and he's the one that explained to us about how these vibrating, resonating fields affect us. But his contention was, and his research is proving, that if a large amount of people get together, that we can actually, this is a two-way street. We actually, in mass consciousness, can also, through our resonance, affect the resonance field of the Earth's magnetic field, which is really interesting because it means that we all have, regardless of what our position is in life, we all have the ability to affect the whole thing through the way we vibrate, through the way we resonate.
Interestingly, you're tapping into a comment I was going to end with and my last question. So how beautiful is that? The comment I thought I was going to end with, but now obviously needs to be said now, is that I love the fact that in the film, one of your presenters says the Margaret Mead quote, only takes a few good people with a vision to change the model of what people believe. And then she goes on to say, it doesn't really take that many, right?
Yeah.
So here you and I are, Mark's here, our producer Dorothy, we're here.
That's it. No, you know, we really are. I'm convinced of this now. We really are, even in our singularity, affecting the environment around us. You know, and sometimes, you know, I've asked myself, you know, because in general, if you walk around in the shopping malls and you're out there in the world, you see still the majority of people seem to be caught in the superficial world of like, how much money am I going to make and what can I buy with it? Right. And there are some people that are thinking of different priorities, and these amounts of people are beginning to grow in numbers. And sometimes, you know, if you ever find yourself in a place where you feel you're surrounded by a lot of unconsciousness, let's just call it that in a general sense, you don't necessarily have to be with a group of conscious people to be affecting the environment. You can actually put yourself in a place that's not generally super conscious, let's say. And just by you being there, you're kind of anchoring this resonant energy of, you know, of higher consciousness. However you do it, some people meditate, some people pray. It doesn't really matter what your belief system is. I think it comes down to believing in a finer level of existence, a subtler form of communication. And there have been those that have been doing it for a long time, for hundreds or maybe thousands of years in our history. But I think we're now reaching a state where more and more of us are getting to that point where we will actually tip the scales. You know, it's almost like there's a thing called threshold theory. And they say that in nature, whenever a mass of somewhere around 7 to 10 billion come together, something happens, a new organism is shaped or formed out of this collection. And our human brain is made up of approximately 7 billion of these cells. And it's interesting that on the whole world right now, we are reaching the point where we're somewhere around 7 to 10 billion people. Right. So is it that inconceivable that, you know, just simply by state of being, that we could actually be reaching that threshold where we will make a sudden leap? And, you know, this leap could happen very, very quickly. And maybe these rays coming at us now are the impetus, are the push that we need to make that leap.
Very interesting. And we have just a couple more minutes here, and I have this question in my mind, and so I'm going to go ahead and ask it and see what your thought is on this. That I believe that maybe part of the controversy around this is that, you know, this is somewhat of a spiritual argument. At the same time, it's scientific. But But I wonder, it sounds so biblical in the sense, like, you know, back in the day when supposedly God thought that humanity was going the wrong way, so he sent a flood. And so now God is thinking, okay, well, it's time for these people to get spiritual, so I'm going to send a solar flare.
Right.
why does it sound like that to me?
If you look at these biblical stories as a way to capture a historical event and using an analogy, then, you know, is it that inconceivable that this kind of an event that is coming at us is basically just saying that, hey, you know, I mean, it's almost like, you know, as humans, we've left breadcrumbs in our history, and they've taken the shape of these stories. And I remember once somebody told me that we even have, in their opinion, we have a deep genetic DNA memory of Atlantis. Mm. You know, because Atlantis is also one of those stories where it came and it was over, and everyone died, and a few survived, etc. Right. So I think we have cellular memory, and I think these events and these stories in our history are the breadcrumbs to indicate that, yes, it's true. I think in the course of our existence on this planet, there have been key moments, and maybe this is one of those key moments. And I don't think it's something to be afraid of. I think it's something that I think a lot of people are excited about the times that are coming. There's always a bit of apprehension when you don't know exactly what form it's going to take or if it's going to be painful. And I hope it's not painful. But whichever way you look at it, there are people that are convinced that we are moving on to another timeline, if you want to call it that. And, you know, maybe some people are going to stay on the old timeline and they're just going to fade away with others on that timeline. And the people that are part of the new timeline are going to hop and move on to the new timeline. And this event is simply just one of the catalysts.
Well, there it is. Actually, Frank, this has been a lot of fun and very interesting. And as far as I'm concerned, like your movie, I liked it very much. And I thank you for making it. I thank you for being on here. And frankly, I like you very much. I know you're in Germany, and this is the middle of the night for you, so I appreciate you being on late with us. But
it's not that late. It's fine.
Okay. Well,
next time we should pull Tanya on, too. I'm sure she has some really interesting perspectives, too, that she'd like to share.
Yeah, and then
it's too bad she couldn't make it tonight.
And then some of the speakers from the show, from the film. And next time you're in L.A., we'd love to meet you in person.
That's great. I will definitely look you up.
All right. Well, very good.
Thank you so much for doing everything you're doing. And your show is really great. I love some of the guests you've had on. And
Well, thank you for that, Frank. And all the best to you in the film.
All the best to you, too, in 2013, Filippo.
All right. Thank
you. Take care, Frank. Thanks for being on.
See you guys. Thanks.
Yes. The film again is Solar Revolution, and you can go to solar-revolution-movie.com and see the film and learn more about it. We'll be right back with our producer's wrap with Mark Lejeune right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
It sure is. And this is Filippo here with our producer, Mark Lejeune, for our producer's wrap after an interview with Frank Jacob of the film Solar Revolution. Mark, I don't mean to be patting ourselves on the back, but we've got some pretty cool guests on and some great, interesting conversations.
We really do have some fantastic guests, and today especially. Yeah, interesting. I don't even think begins to scratch the surface.
I know. And, you know, the funny thing is that we talked, you know, before the show with Frank, and he certainly isn't an expert in this field. He's been piecing this all together and trying to make a movie that makes sense for us, you know, everybody else to understand. But he's certainly absorbed a lot of information.
Well, I think that's what made this conversation so relevant. This isn't necessarily someone that has, you know, grown up in this space like Dieter.
Right.
He comes from a very purist, you know, perspective that his own.
Yeah, this or is, scientific,
this is
right.
Scientific, right.
Yeah.
This is someone who, you know, is a producer and a composer and a creative and comes at this material in his own process of learning, growing, understanding, and then making it relatable in telling it back to the rest of us who are learning, growing, and trying to understand.
Yeah, and thank you for giving me another opportunity to pat ourselves on the back, because technically that's what we're doing in this show, and what we're doing right here is sometimes we take some of this information that some of our guests who are the actual scientists who have discovered this stuff or some of the authors or whomever who have such perfect ways of explaining things, perfect for them or their scientific community or what have you, but not necessarily for lay people out there listening. And so we break it down for you.
Well, this is, this is not information that's heard commonly, right? Where it's certainly outside of the box. Yet, the more you understand it, the more you realize you're hearing aspects of it from various perspectives and various sciences and various discoveries all over the world. So you're getting bits and pieces, and then you have a film like this that starts to put together the bigger, you know, the thread, the bigger story.
Yeah, and speaking of bigger stories, actually, unfortunately, I didn't get an opportunity to ask him, but in the film they talk about the three states of being. And that we as a civilization are knowledgeable about two states, the one state being sleeping and the second state being the waking state. But the film talks about a full consciousness state. And wow, cool. What's that?
Well, you know what? I think we've all been there. But I think it's been so brief that we write it off to coincidence or an unusual happening. But I think, you know, a full consciousness state are those moments when you hear of people in the zone. When, you know, at a sporting event, somebody is just, they can't miss if it's basketball, can't miss a shot. Everything goes in. It doesn't matter what way their body is, how they're moving, you know, where their head's pointed, where they're looking, everything falls. Or, you know, a musician just goes almost out of body. And I think we were talking about this the other day, piano or violin, where you're playing beyond what seems to be physically possible.
Yeah.
And these are full consciousness states. Eben Alexander talks about it in his book. And there's other people that are referencing this type of state where things seem to slow down. You hear it often in accidents, right? During accident times or state of high anxiety, shock, you know, and shocking events. Or Rod Fuller talked about it in our last show, Hot Rod Fuller, yeah. the drag racer. You have these types of situations where things seem to slow down, or you're just operating from a knowledge base or an ability that's beyond your conscious abilities.
And won't that be interesting to be there all the time? And according to him in the film and the scientists in it, that's where we're headed, again, whether we like it or not. And right now, I'm liking it. So I'm liking that. And I'm liking this, and I'm liking that we keep getting to do this until that happens.
Always on. Conscious television here with Life Changes.
That's right. And get ready for the full consciousness version. coming to a pineal gland near you. And so in the meantime, we're going to end this waking state version of our show, and hope that you join us, and trust that you'll join us for our next show, because we will continue to have compelling guests on our show. As a matter of fact, we've got Dan Millman coming on real soon. So, well, more about all that in time. In the meantime, I want to, of course, thank our guest, Frank Jacob. I want to thank our producer, Dorothy Donahue, our engineer today, Doug Newsom. And I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.